as CSIS, as Coalition in Support of Indigenous Sovereignty, what we try to do is bring into discussion the many ways that colonization affects our community as we promote our agenda for decolonization of land, of people, of minds. And one of the ways that genocide has expressed itself has been the specific targeting of Native women and the killings of Native women, the hundreds of Native women that have been killed in this country, but that you don't hear about too often in the mainstream media. So recently, one group in Toronto has been trying to break through that silence, and I'm going to ask Carmen to talk to us now about that work.
Hello, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
All right, can we get another round of applause? That was awesome. My name is Carmen Teeble Hopkins, and thank you. I'm one of the non-Native members of the No More Silence campaign. No More Silence is an Indigenous-led group of Natives and non-Natives who are speaking out against the violence against Native women and the lack of police response. The murders and rapes of Native women by non-Native men is often referred to as sexual colonization. In the U.S., 90% of sexual violence against Natives is done by non-Natives.
Shame!
In Canada, the police do not always record the ethnicity of people who are missing or have been killed because of racial profiling. However, there is not a lot of information about this issue, and this signals the need for investigation into these crimes in the Canadian context. European men greatly relied on Native women for survival. In some communities, Native women were economic, political, and spiritual leaders. This authority was not recognized and was removed by the Canadian state. Sexual violence is an attack on Native sovereignty. Native women taught European men how to live on this land, and Native women remain a threat to colonial white male power. And the Canadian state benefits from these deaths and the resulting inaction of these deaths. The Canadian government is a colonial government, and it is not legitimate and has not been legitimate since 1867. Sexual colonization is not new, and the history of this land is based upon genocide and abuse of settlers, residential schools, and the foster care system. It is systemic. The police have also killed and raped women, and communities cannot go to the police for justice. Does anyone know the names Mary Jane Sirloin, Kalinda Waterhen, Eva Taysup, or Shelley Pope? John Martin Crawford was a serial killer who raped and murdered these women at the same time as Paul Bernardo. Meanwhile, there are headlines about Kristen French and Leslie Mahaffey, and I do not mean to belittle these deaths at all. But at the same time, Mary Jane Sirloin, Kalinda Waterhen, Eva Taysup, and Shelley Pope remain largely unknown to the public today. This is just one example of how Native women are often seen as disposable by the Canadian state. And when the media is not quite silent, these women are often characterized as prostitutes, and many times this is a wrong label. If these women are prostitutes, why don't we look at why they had to enter the sex trade? We need to learn about these women's stories and these women's connections to their families and their communities. When the media justifies the death of a Native woman by calling her a hooker, they are looking at the violence as an act of one individual affecting another individual, and we need to frame this within a larger context, within a colonial context. These are not separate, arbitrary, unrelated events. these are sexual colonization. The deaths of these women are an attack to Native sovereignty, which was never given up, and another attack to Native sovereignty are the Douglas Creek Estate homes that Henkel wants to build. We are here today to support the Iroquois Confederacy and to tell Henkel and the Canadian state that they have no business on Six Nations land.
That's right! Woo! Woo!
If you want to get more involved with No More Silence, come to our next meeting, which is Tuesday, May 2nd, or you can email us at nomoresilence@lists.riseup.net, or talk to me and a couple other women who are part of No More Silence here today, right now. Thank you.